Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The Supreme Court puts restricted access to an abortion pill on hold while it sorts out conflicting court rulings. CBS's Steve Futterman has the story.
The ruling is limited. It allows women to continue to use mifepristone until next week, when the court will make a decision on whether the drug can be used while the legal battle over it winds its way through the courts. Stephanie Frame is with Planned Parenthood in Florida.
I'm actually heartened by the fact that the Supreme Court took a sensible approach to stay this, and hopefully they'll continue that.
Abortion rights advocates claim it would be unfair to restrict the pill's use while the courts are still deciding the case. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The Air National Guardsman has been charged in the leaked documents case. CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
It's an embarrassment, and I am sure that our allies are just horrified by it.
Virginia Democratic Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger is a former CIA officer.
We'll never be able to pull all of that information back from the internet, wiped from a place where our adversaries will be able to see it.
The Department of Defense launched an investigation into how the material was circulating online for several months before the Pentagon detected it.
President Biden has directed the military and intelligence community to further secure and limit the distribution of sensitive information. The president is wrapping up his trip to Ireland tonight in County Mayo. CBS's Stephen Portnoy reports from Dublin.
Today, the first Irish Catholic president since John F. Kennedy is focused on his roots. Earlier today, he made a pilgrimage to the shrine at Knock, where Catholics believe an apparition of the Virgin Mary appeared in 1879. He's also stopping by a hospice where a plaque bears the name of his late son, Beau. He's also meeting with distant cousins who live in County Mayo. Mr. Biden's great-great-great-grandfather sailed from there and settled in Scranton.
Parts of South Florida are recovering after a storm dumped several inches of rain in the area. Fort Lauderdale Mayor Dean Trantelis says help is on the way.
Our primary need has been pump trucks, and we have more arriving as we speak. We originally had 14 on the ground. We requested 20 more. Four have arrived, and we're now expecting 16.
The Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport is up and running again after it was closed due to flooding. An unpopular plan in France to raise the retirement age to 64 has been approved.
The Constitutional Council has given the green light for the key elements of the pension reform bill to become law. They include raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. France's labor unions say they will continue to fight and rejected an offer of talks from President Emmanuel Macron.
CBS's Elaine Cobb. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wildfires are raging in Wisconsin for a third straight day. Crews responded to 21 wildfires yesterday, including the 3,000-acre Arcadia fire. Several people have had to evacuate their homes, but we don't know of anyone getting hurt. There's rain and cooler temperatures in the forecast tomorrow. Fires aren't the only problem in Wisconsin. Flooding on the Wisconsin River means several people in Wausau are having to evacuate their homes. Planners say high water not only poses a danger to people who live in flood zones, but to rescue workers who might be called to pull people out. In sports, the Bucks find out their first-round playoff opponent tonight. It'll either be Miami or Chicago. The Brewers beat San Diego last night 4-3. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Milwaukee, you have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery, where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown taproom to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing taproom, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com. Hey, 420 friends, did you know Cheech and Chong was coming into town?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Knucklehead CBD and vapes are celebrating this 420 season just right. Whether you shop online at knuckleheads.shop, go into their store, or order online for in-store pickup, they are now offering their 420 discount, which is 25% off their delicious Delta 8 and 9 Galaxy edible gummies and their XL brand flower. So shop online at knuckleheads.shop today, or stop on into their Madison and Milwaukee locations,
550 State Street in Madison and 2949 North Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
Realty Studio and part of the Civic Media Network. I know it's hard to believe. It's outside the pizza box, which means it's Friday night, 7 p.m. And you tuned in to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And cool, Evo's here, so I don't have to worry about anything. Not really, anyway. And yes, I'm Pizza Box Mike.
Well, you could worry, but who'd listen to you?
Yeah, well... It's every day, all day. I'm mumbling to myself all day, all week long, as a matter of fact. And let me start by saying, you can't go too far left. I'm done with the excuses. I had difficulties with it all week long. People just, you know, coming to climate change, any of the issues that I was talking about on Facebook. You know, somebody has to say, well, I'm proud to be a centrist and I'm never changing. And my reply was, you will burn with the rest of us, because that's where it's at. But anyway, what a week. What a week in America. Yes, did you notice how bad it's getting in America? Yeah, just look at San Francisco, how everybody wanted to jump on, you know, we need to get more cops and we got to tighten it up against the people. Yeah, we got tech executives killing millionaire Cash App founder at 2 in the morning. So, and they knew each other. And I don't even, you know, I kind of figured there's something about this that just doesn't seem right. Huh? Because if he was comfortable walking down the street at 2 in the morning and he's as wealthy as he is, I'm thinking he probably knew what he was doing and wasn't worried about crime in the street like some of these other people are screaming now. But what about documents in America? Huh? You know, so, what do we know about the Teixeira guy that decided, first of all, Wow, man, I was like, that must have been a really young picture of the guy. Really pretty kind of picture, I should say. But we know that through high school and stuff, you know, I listened to a friend that, or acquaintance, whatever. She was like, yeah, he's kind of strange. You know, he's really kind of, you know, put people off with his talk about guns. And you know, basically, I think he was trying to form this group that he, you know, founded online as far as, a gamer room where a bunch of people come there with Discord to talk about what they need to do to protect themselves in America, and we need to get all these guns together. That's what you know, that's the start, right? Oh, he's in the National Guard. Okay, cool, man. I guess you guys did all your background checks, right? Yeah, let's put him in charge of some, you know, where he might have a chance to look at some military documents, right? Because he sounds like a real patriot, right? And these guys are on the news. These right-wingers are saying, well, he's a fine young white gentleman. I'm like, this is awful. You guys, do you see the divide in the country now? And that racism right now is at a peak, okay? I mean, they're blatantly coming out and trying to just use it out in the open. You know, from Tennessee to, well, wherever the hell you want to go in the world, okay? And it's about time people wake up to that. So, again, I will say that you can't go too far left. If too far right is like the end of the world, then, you know, you just got to use your common sense. Maybe a little science. Huh? Try some math. Just write it down, figure it out. And make a stand against this, man. I decided it's about time to turn things up on him. But Marjorie Taylor Greene's the first one to, I support what this guy did. Wow, what a surprise, right? I mean, why wouldn't she support the guy? And we need to redistrict to stop people like her in Congress. Well, this country's in pretty bad shape. Because, you know, I've thought that in Wisconsin. I'm like, well, who would want to vote for an a-hole like Robin Voss? Which we found out that the far right really didn't want him, and they tried to take him out, right? And I'm sitting there thinking, are there that many people like Robin Voss that, you know, got married 4 times and, you know, had to have an agreement with each marriage that you can't talk about me? You can't talk about my past. You can't talk about what I do. Okay? That's the agreement, because if things go wrong, you got free popcorn the rest of your life, right? And maybe I'll rent you one out my little, like, slum apartments in Whitewater that I have. Or maybe if you have a sister or something that's in prison in Wisconsin, in Fond du Lac, she can get out and get a job working at Robin's Popcorn Factory. I got off track here. But it's not the first time. It's like, first of all, I'm like, you know, I understand why some people do, like, they try to steal documents because they want to alert the public to, like, they're dumping all this toxic stuff, the military. See, that kind of thing. But I don't think that's what this was. Okay? It started out like, I don't even want to go there. This guy should be, you know, gone. We should never see him again, never have to worry about him again. But when you have people in the highest offices in our land that support that, and if you didn't know that already after January 6th, you haven't been paying attention. By the way, the phone number here, if you want to call in and argue with me, 844-967-2789. How was it for the gun week this week? Anything happen? Oh, okay. So there was like 11,000, 623 people dead from January 1st to April 11th from mass shootings. And by gum, we had one in Wisconsin. Did you know that, Evil? 2 police officers and the person that shot them in a traffic stop. It made me feel bad because, you look at the pictures of the cops and you're like, you know, there's a lot of things that I don't like about the policies of police departments. But I got to tell you, I've met so many cops that are just decent human beings, right? Really, really out there to help people. And I would venture it's more than half, right? Because, you know, 50% of the time I got arrested at the Capitol and 50% I didn't.
It's the institution I have beef with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're fine people, but it's what is stood for, as they say.
Yeah, and so when I see, you know, the mayor of New York come out, who was a former, police chief and stuff, and he does all that hard-ass stuff, and they got robot dogs out there now. Oh, wow.
With guns.
Right, it's just, So what? RoboCop means Total Recall.
Imagine one of those knocking down your
Terminator.
Door. Oh, that'd be scary.
Yeah, and you know, I saw plenty of mistakes again. Guys getting shot and killed in shootouts with police because they went to the wrong house and the guy doesn't know what's going on. He's got a right to defend himself. The Castle Doctrine, unless you're mostly black. In fact, it's almost always that happens.
If you're black and they're blue.
Ooh, good one. I heard the Blue on Black song on your fine engineered program earlier. I'm like, yeah, Blue on Black. But that's what this country is. It's black and blue. We've been beaten up. People are just, I mean, wow. What an awful week. Yeah, let's talk about Florida, which I spell Florida. Okay, so, yeah. What does DeSantis do? Well, I mean, so far, you know, what he's been doing his whole life, you know, voting against the people while he was in Congress, right? You know, no support for hurricane people over here. Yeah, cut Medicare, cut Social Security two times, whatever. And the people in Florida cheer for that. Okay. Well, here, try the 6-week abortion ban, right? Oh, that's cool. All you need is proof from the police or the doctor that you were raped or incest. You see, how disturbed is that? You got to be kidding me, man. That's what's... Okay, here, I'll tell you what. How about we dump 26 inches of rain on your ass in 24 hours and flood the airport and everything else? What do you think of that, DeSantis? Yeah? You ready for that 5,000-mile-wide seaweed patch that is heading for you after this? Take it maybe further inland, huh? Just wait. Don't people realize that, you know, you reap what you sow? And if you believe in the Almighty, you must be seeing something going on in this world, right? I mean, look at us, for example. We did a foot of snow, 3 weeks ago? Then it was tornadoes the next week. This week it's 80s and, you know, record temperatures. A lot of places, right? And I got to tell you, you know, I've been around for some of the record temperatures that, you know, have happened in the last 60 years. Maybe not remembering all of them in the last 60 years, but certainly the last 50. And when we had days like that, those abnormal days where it warmed up or something, it is like for a day and a half, not 3, 4, or 5 days in a row. And then guess what? It's going to snow on Sunday. Hey, I hope everybody uncovered all their flowers and cleared all that grass that protects your buds coming up. I hope it's not going to be that bad, but it doesn't surprise me anymore. But who attacks Disney and sport franchises for supporting diversity of in culture so that everybody can enjoy this beautiful land that God created for all of us, right? You guys are whack, man. Knocking everything right off its axis. The cheese is sliding off the cracker, people. It's going to get worse. It actually gets worse by the hour. No! Slow it down a little bit. Doomsday clock, tick, tick, tick. But yeah, I'm kind of down this week, man. You know, lots of things happen. Just life in general. But then just watching this carnage from man. Insanity of America. Like, greatest country in the world. Till you move here? I'm going back to Ireland, man. Germany. Some of my roots. We'll be back.
This is Corey Bank at Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at corey.bank@civicmedia.us.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. 57 tonight under partly cloudy skies. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 79. Partly cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 53. Cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 78 degrees.
Madison, a city of culture. The Vilas Zoo. The Arboretum. And then there's us. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles.
This is
the great
Florida.
Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture.
Ron DeSantis of Atlantis.
The Antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods Florida, play in the mythological dramas. And all legends from all lands.
Yes, now you can take a cruise Atlantis. And go to an underwater adventure and all the planes that used to be at the airport.
Knowing her fate,
the oxygen masks. It's a really cool trip if you can get past the sharks, the barracudas,
and seaweed,
the angry manatees. Once he starts singing Way Down Beneath the Ocean. That's what I was waiting for. That's Florida for you. And you know what? Anybody that's living there, move! Hurry! Don't wait till it's too late!
Hey, give them some slack. Their sunshine law is something to be admired.
What is that? I'm sure I missed it.
Have you heard, the fable of the Florida man?
No.
You've never seen that on Facebook or anything like that? The Florida man.
I try to avoid Florida
sure,
at all
sure.
costs.
Well, it'll be an article or a blog or something.
Even when
say,
I went to Jamaica, dude, we landed in the Bahamas, not Florida.
It'll say, Florida man caught naked on top of a pile of bacon. Or Florida man arrested with a tattoo on his eyeball. Or, just the crazy stuff about Florida men.
Cool.
And the only reason why these stories exist is because their sunshine law, their FOIA law, is so robust that basically everything, not a lot less so with DeSantis, but everything is public, is publicly available. You can file FOIA requests and get arrest records. You can get, House legislative meetings. Like, all of it is free and available. And it's the one thing about Florida that should be respected.
I don't know about that. I don't know if there's anything I respect about Florida. Not right now.
The transparency, that's all.
Yeah, well, if that worked, they wouldn't have DeSantis. Or is it just that they have that many a-hole people
there
living in Florida?
There it is.
I know people there.
And the methamphetamine.
You can't all be that way. Is it the cold weather that gets you, that made you leave Wisconsin? Or Was it Scott Walker that drove
the Snowbirds?
I can understand that. I think actually we already know the answer to that. In the Scott Walker days, we lost a lot of professionals that were at the top of their class, and they sought nicer pastures.
And there's some tax implications, as memory serves.
Well, I mean, all of that. Yeah, I mean, everything. You know, carve the teachers, you know. Right to work, prevailing wage. You know, that's why you see all these, for a couple years there, just hordes of pickups coming from Florida, Texas, you name it, finding work up here. And speaking of laws, man, what about Missouri? Oh, boy. They're going for cheeses all the way off the cracker or what? Okay, let's see. You ban abortion, right? Okay, then it's ban libraries? Shut down libraries. Anybody remember that? Can you say Adolf Hitler? Okay. ban Medicare and Social Security. And I don't want to hear any more of this, you know, Republicans going, oh, that's a lie, that's a lie. Especially from somebody like DeSantis. I mean, for Christ's sake, they got Trump's, the Make America Great Pact. I mean, wonder who that is. Running ads against DeSantis that, I got to be quite honest, they're pretty effective ads. So you better come up with a good candidate, people. And too far left is where we need to go. So I'm not going to let go of that, the fact that we shouldn't be looking at a couple geezers running against each other again. Geezers that have had plenty of opportunity to improve people's lives and people's lives in this country and have failed miserably. Now, I will give Biden credit for, you know, holding off the insanity from the right and actually getting some stuff done, right? But there's a lot of things that, you know, if you can't walk it, you shouldn't talk it. And so I've seen just so much of that, and I am so used to it, right? I don't hardly trust or believe any of those guys. And then there's the fact that they want to bring back the age of marriage, the legal age of marriage. Okay, so let me explain this. It was at 15, and just a couple years ago, Missouri raised it to 16. So they were moving in the left direction, the correct direction. Because, you know, it might be a little early to be condoning marriage when somebody's in their second year of high school and probably not fully mature.
Kids are stupid. Let's be real. We can be respectful, or we can. It's the truth. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Right. I'm still young at heart.
Well, here we go. No, listen. You got a guy in the state house in Missouri that says they should legal marriage at 12 years old again. Taylor Greene, where's the grooming and pedophiles, huh?
Come on, y'all.
Yeah, you better toss that monkey poo at somebody else, baboon poo. She's just so ugly too, and to talk about Tennessee, you know, getting upset about a peaceful but necessary demonstration on their floor so that, you know, they can get the attention to them that, you know, we're sick of people dying and guns in this country, right? Look, they want to impeach people that won elections because they got time to. Yeah, but don't be throwing all that stuff at us about, you know, when you see people like Marjorie Taylor Greene going, liar, liar, and worry about what they did in Tennessee. Yeah, this is for Clarence Thomas.
Patches.
They had such a tough life. Oh, yeah, we're gonna dig into Clarence Thomas and Jeannie when we get back from this break. It's a hard one.
Madison, we love our sports, our food.
What are we going to deep fry next?
And our politics.
We got you covered on that.
Mad Radio.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, accused in a leak of military documents that appeared online, makes his first court appearance in Boston. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
This is not just about taking home documents. That is, of course, itself illegal. But this is about the transmission.
The U.S. Supreme Court taps the brakes on a ruling by a Texas judge suspending FDA approval on the abortion drug mifepristone. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Justice Alito basically followed the procedures of the court by saying that he was going to put things on hold at least for a few days until next week so that this case can be looked at by all the other Supreme Court justices.
Fort Lauderdale's airport reopens after 2 feet of rain, but some streets and homes are still flooded. Mayor Dean Trantelis reports.
We did have two firefighters slightly injured when they were shocked by an electrical wire while undertaking rescue efforts, but they are okay.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's a third straight day of red flag warnings in Wisconsin. Wardens say they responded to 21 wildfires yesterday. The biggest was 3,000 acres in Monroe County. They're calling the Arcadia Fire. Governor Evers declared a state of emergency this week. A judge in Waukesha is increasing the amount of money Darryl Brooks owes his victims to more than $500,000. Prosecutors say there's a chance Brooks could sell the book or movie rights to his story and make money. Brooks is serving six life sentences for driving through the Waukesha Christmas parade crowd in 2021. In sports, the Bucks find out their first-round playoff opponent tonight. It'll either be Miami or Chicago. The Brewers beat San Diego last night 4-3. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Milwaukee, you had to check out Mobcraft Beer,
the world's first crowdsourced brewery,
where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Embroidery Professionals Plus, how may I help you?
I'm needing to get some patches made for a club I'm in. Is that something you guys do?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure how to get started.
Well, I'm happy to walk you through the process. Custom patches could be made in any size or shape and can be embroidered or printed. To get started, email your design.
Embroidery Professionals Plus has custom apparel specialists ready to work with your club, too. Two Wisconsin locations in Deerfield and Eden. Embroidery Professionals Plus, apparel you love, service you crave. Oh, yeah, and home of the Wisconsin Tailgater hoodie.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jacksons, man. I'm going back. I don't want to go forward, man. I'm going back to the 70s. Do that over. I'm going to do it probably the same way because it was such a good time, man. You know, I just can't get over that Missouri thing. 12 years old. Well, you know, no boy's going to be getting married at 12, right? Because he doesn't have a job. So what's that tell you? Ooh. Creepy old guys, you know, whatever, old. 18, 20. I guess that's how you get a family of 20? 22 kids? I'm like, that. Well, you know, we got married and we were 12. This country is sick, man. And I think, isn't that one of the evangelical states? You know, they're voting for Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Whew. Can't go too far left, people. Jesus was as far left as you go, so I don't want to hear any more of that nonsense about, oh, but if you go over there, you're going to meet the right, and you're going to end up being like them, you're going to violence or this. Anybody know me all through this time where I've suggested violence? I mean, man, I don't step on bugs. Yeah, well, I watch Men in Black 1, 2, 3, you know what, International. And I don't want no giant cockroach coming to eat my ass up anytime soon. Even though, I got to tell you, I have not really felt very good. And part of that's got to be Clarence Thomas and his wonderful wife, Jenny, right? I mean, what can you say about that couple?
Jenny Thomas makes me want to have a Jenny tonic, am I right?
Oof.
Am I right?
No. Makes me want to burn one.
Yeah, and, sure.
You know, in remembrance of them because they passed in their sleep or something. See, no violence, anything like that. But how do we... Look, come on, man. Now, we know about the luxury gifts. It's kind of like watching an old Western or something. Like oil guys and land barons coming in and, you know, owning the city. It's just awful. All right? So, and then now selling land, you know, selling a property to a wealthy donor of his. No conflict of interest here, folks. And let's not forget January 6th.
What's $500,000 between friends?
Now, you heard the rumors. I mean, did Ginny actually have, you know, any involvement in bringing the buses? What about the buses that they brought to the Capitol on January 6th?
I don't know. I know what I think I know. It's all allegations.
I know that she supported the action, right?
And oh, my goodness, did she?
Yes, yes.
And she was there. She had her finger on the pulse. She was talking to the people involved.
And that's exactly why her husband should be able to rule on all this stuff, right? Because you wouldn't want anything to happen to Jenny or any of her folk.
It's literally why people recuse. It's literally
is just
why.
A fascist nation. It's already over. You know, and I know it's over, but it ain't over till I say it's over kind of thing. Because I'm not going to just lay down for this stuff. But how do we let someone like that rule on the most important issues in America, right? And it's not... You know, changing it to, you know, give corporations the right to be people and that, you know, money is speech and not taxing billionaires because, oh, look for all they do for us. No more of this can't go, you can't go too far left. You're right. You can't. You can only fall short of it every time. And I'm going to just repeat why. It's because it's the neediest of the neediest that we're talking about. Yeah, this is a Christian nation. We don't take care of those people. Come on, man. You know Jesus would have spit on those people. But I actually met people at the Capitol over those years where I said Jesus would have took the shirt off his back for the poor. No, he wouldn't. And I was like, where's my vuvuzela? It's time. It's on. Here comes Gabriel. The sky's going to split. I could freak those people out. You know, I did put up a post. And I'm like... When you're out and about, do you know who the craziest MF-er is in the crowd? Because I always do, Evo. I always do. I've yet to see somebody look more crazy than me when it comes time to stand up against oppression and corruption in government especially. Oh my God, I can't stand you people. And I'm going to say that, you know, the month of May, I was talking about it last week, by the way, 844-967-2789. Maybe we're not on the air tonight. Maybe it's not live. Well, I think it is. But I bet you because it's such a nice night out, you know, people are outside listening, but they don't have their phones with them because nobody takes their phone with them wherever they go now, right? Yeah, artificial intelligence is the way to go. So, you know, I actually decided, you know, I'm up here in Madison. I might as well go see what's happening at the Capitol, right? And I'm... I had a plan. I'm like, I want to go see, I want to see Dewey struggle. Because, you know, immediately after the Supreme Court race was over, right? Immediately after, he's talking about, well, you know, I'm not saying that we will, but we do have the ability to impeach now. So I'm like, okay, this guy's got me. I'm upset now. I'm upset. I'm going to tell him what I think, because I don't think he had an election. So that means he's been in office for over the last year. And I could recall your ass, Dewey. So anyway, lo and behold, he comes walking up. Now, I've picked on Dewey before. And I've picked on a lot of these criminals and these heartless people that have done so much damage to the land and to the people that inhabit it, right? Wisconsinites. And if you don't understand that, you need to tune in, because actually, by tuning in, you just go. Just go. So I see him. And I'm like, recall Dewey. Dewey, Dewey, Dewey. Now, usually they'll look at me and they'll laugh it off or something. But no, he kind of looked like he got a wedgie as he's walking on his toes. Him and his little buddy. Yeah, we'll see you later. So I just kept catcalling his ass as he's walking up the steps. I'm like, isn't that weird? You think of the guy, you come there to, and there, I don't care, man. Every time I go, something happens. Well, I went across the street. I'm going to get some nuts for the squirrels and chipmunks over here. Because I've taken films where I'm handing, you know, putting an almond right in a squirrel's mouth. Then they come back again. Then they follow you when they see you. They stand up on their hind legs when they see you coming. Well, they didn't see me coming when they came out of the Capitol, and it was John Jagler, and I don't know, it must have been a couple lobbyists, a couple staffers, and then, I don't know, Mike Michelson, if he's part of that staff now that he's become a senator, maybe that's it, right? And I'm like, Jagler! No, he wouldn't look at me. Mikey Michelson! No, they wouldn't look at me. They all got wedgies and kept going. Kind of scurrying, like the bugs that I don't step on. Anyway, it's on. I went in, you know, and wasn't one of the cool cops there. But hey, you got any like guitar music, Evil? You can blast off real quick.
I'll probably whip something up here, you know.
Turn it on, man, because I'm gonna go to Jeff's guitar right now. What's happening?
Mike.
Yeah.
How dare you? You just make fun of someone whose name is Dewey.
I know, it's just too easy. You can't make it up. No, it's not. And I'll tell you, I will admit, that's what I did to him. You know, the last time I saw him, a couple years ago, whatever, he's walking down the hall, and I'm like, who names their kid Dewey? He goes, my parents did. And I go, yeah, they knew what they were doing.
And by the way,
yeah.
And by the way, Clarence Thomas is a total professional. He looks beyond all his payments from his donors. Just don't, you know, because he's a straight-up guy, man.
Sure he is. You know, he's not like all those racist black attorney generals and DAs that are trying to prosecute white criminals, right?
That's right.
Listen, those donors are white. Those donors are white. He stands for white supremacy. He's on the court to try and give them legitimacy and their stupid party.
I know.
And it shouldn't be about party, but blah, 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 blah. Go ahead, Jeff's guitar man and Stoughton.
And, you know, how much can you hate yourself, you know, to be an Uncle Tom like?
Right.
Sorry.
No. Sorry. I'm glad you said it, because I've been saying it for a long time. And you know what? I know a lot of people. Yeah, and I didn't even...
People get really offended by that.
Well, you know, it is what it is. And
I don't think he really likes himself. And whatever.
Well, hey, it's easy for me. It always has been, Jeff. But it's even easier that he legislates and rules oppressive, racist legislation and law against my children and grandchildren and everybody else's, and everybody should be upset no matter what damn color they are. And that's why I appreciate you, brother.
That's right. And you know what? You know, I'm lost for words.
No, you know what it is? It's you're like me, man.
I've never liked the guy since he was accused of sexual assault.
And you know he did it. You know he did it.
Was it Anita Hill?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. By the way, Biden helped secure his safety on that one in a future appointment. Sorry, Joe, but you were there.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. And that's a good fact.
A good old boys club is pretty broad, brother. It really is.
But I heard you talking about this, and you know, I'm like,
I was on it last week, but I ran out of time, and I was like, even more. Now he's selling land to guys with money and stuff. That's cool. Awesome.
What could go wrong?
Well, I think they left him a little shack out back in a garden in case he needs a place to go.
Well, of course, because that's how they think, and he's too stupid.
Racists love this guy. Racists love him.
I know that.
Yes, he's safe.
And I'm so sick of people sticking up for him. Right. You know, he's a piece of garbage. He really is.
Yeah.
And he will not talk to the media. You know, after that Anita Hill debacle, because the press was too hard on him. You know, give me a break.
Yeah, Uncle Clarence, man. You know,
exactly, Uncle Clarence. Yes, exactly.
Either way, I've said it on social media too, and I didn't get booted for that. But you know, I think they're starting to let me say things that are close to the edge, you know, where they normally wouldn't, because they like that friction. They want America to just rip each other apart.
And you know, the right term is Uncle Clarence,
right?
Because that's what I do.
Yeah,
and that's a great point. Hey, have a good night, Mike.
All right, thanks, man, and. You guys, don't forget to support Jeff's Guitar Clinic, jeffsguitar.com. Handmade guitars, he can fix all your sick ones. Music lessons, recording studio. Let's make some money, man. Yeah. Got time to take Rico, or should we go to break?
Hell yeah, we always got time for Rico.
Rico, we got time for Rico, I guess. I know a frog named Rico. He's got a voice just like yours. Yeah, I heard him this week. I'm like, there's Rico, man. See?
Yeah, I just got, I just want to talk about, we got one little bright spot this week with the two Justins down there in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man, did you see the people in the streets, Mike? I don't know if you've seen the footage on it.
Well, Lord. What's it going to take for Wisconsin to take the streets again?
I'll tell you what, though, buddy. I watched that thing there, and I said, you know what, Republicans? Just keep on effing around.
Right? Keep effing around and effing around, and pretty soon you won't be around. But it's right.
Right.
Yeah, so this is the time for all of us to start pushing back.
And, you betcha, buddy.
All right, appreciate
it.
Thanks. All right, so you know what? Havana, why not? It's been like that for like 4 or 5 days here. Got a little too warm for me, man. Have you seen her? That girl is beautiful, man. Good for her. A voice and good looks. Probably good on the inside personality, too, I hope. Because I really don't like rich people that are cruel to people.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 57. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 79. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 53. 1 to 2 inches of snow Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 78 degrees.
In Madison, we love our sports, our food.
What are we going to deep fry next?
And our politics.
We got you covered on that.
Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
Economy that runs the world, where people pick on the poor, blame them for having handouts of food. It helps Big Ag, by the way. Yeah, where do you think that food comes from? And who gets subsidized in this country? The wealthy. Yeah, you know, we'll give you tax write-offs. You could steal people's water. Oh, you got a nice pond back there. We need water for our big crop across the road here. Oh, yeah. Been watching legislating against the people, just common ordinary people. That's why I don't understand, you know. For me, it isn't politics, it's damn personal. I know someone else that takes it personal too, so I'm gonna go to Joanne. Thanks for calling again.
Hey, this must be weird Newsweek or something. You were talking about the 12-year-olds getting married. How about the 21-year-olds who have all these secret documents,
yeah, right?
Top secret documents?
Access.
I don't understand that. I mean, I teach a lot of 21-year-olds, and I don't see them having the capability of handling that much. And you know, it seems like the fellow was set up. I mean, when I heard that, the first thing I thought, I got to talk to Mike about this. I got to talk to the pizza box about this, because, you know, it seems like there's something strange about this news, that maybe they actually have some higher level theft of these documents, and they decided, like, hey, how can we pin this on somebody?
You know what? I don't even think that. I think that this just shows how insecure our nation is, that I will go out on a limb and say that this fellow was groomed for this kind of position.
Ooh.
How did he get in? How did he get a job at the Pentagon? Who hired him? You know, because we do have saboteurs at all levels of government. Let's face it. It doesn't matter which party's in control. You've got judges. You've got military people. And then that doesn't even include all the psycho groups we have in the world today. I'm not scared, though. I am not scared. What I'm scared for is the future of the planet and everything that lives, okay? Because my time's getting shorter. There's no doubt about it. And some days I feel it more than others, and I'm kind of feeling it now just because of the, I just so much all across the planet. You know, Wisconsin, where we get all the snow in March, and yet, hey, you know, you can sleep with your windows open tonight and tomorrow, but then it's going to snow, and oh yeah, well, in some places you might get smoke from the fires that are burning, or you might get flooded out.
Whatever's happening, it's not the fault of some 21-year-old. I mean, if you're
right, exactly. Well, exactly. Trump was president, Joanne. Trump was president. Look at the clowns we have in our Congress and our Senate. To believe that all this stuff is secure? Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. People like you don't have the power. You've got the common sense. You've got the humanity, but you don't have the power to do anything. And then we have these folks with no common sense, no humanity, who are really running the show. And that's just, it doesn't seem fair to me. So you have a fantastic weekend, Mike, and enjoy the snow.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I will. I hope the frogs do. They'll be all right. You know, it's not supposed to be that bad. Well, you know what I do, Joanne, when you don't have any power or any control? You try to take it back. You go to the Capitol, and you dog the people that are responsible for it all. And I know it looks crazy. To me, it's crazy that they aren't being dogged day and night wherever they go, like they are in France right now, or like they are in Israel, when they see something that's wrong against one and finally decide, you know what, it's wrong against everybody. We're up in arms about this. We, the people, have had enough of this crap. But there's just too many people that are comfortable with the way it is because they're not affected, or so they think. But as we see, you know, you got millionaires killing millionaires over what yet? I don't know. But quite honestly, I don't have time to worry about why somebody would take someone else's life. I'm never going to be in that position. As far as I'm concerned, I've already made that decision a long time ago. There'd be piles. Okay, before, you know, hey, you hear about that serial killer from Wisconsin? Started in the 70s. Actually, the 60s. He was just a little kid. But he loved guns, and he loved military stuff. And, you know, he was kind of a psycho and really scared people in school. But let's give him a job at the Pentagon. I mean, come on. Somebody messed up. No, I can't blame that guy for it. But, yeah, at the same time, see you later, dude. I hope you enjoyed those 21 years of freedom, because it's over now, brother. And, you know, maybe we will find out, Joanne, that there's more to it. But, you know what? I'm no longer like, I never really have been a conspiracy theorist, right? Because the conspiracy is the act of covering up the truth, right? So when you're uncovering, you know, falsehoods and lies throughout history, that ain't no conspiracy. That's real life stuff. And for real, man, I'm watching this. Oh my God, this week, guy comes up, knocks on the door, here to pour the poison on your mom's lawn. No, you're not. Well, we've got it right here, you know. No. I've been trying to get her to stop doing that. I want dandelions. I want bugs. You guys look at me like I'm crazy or something. Just watching the way we've transformed this world to, you know, set it up for artificial intelligence to run it all, baby. What could go wrong? You know, so I think I will go home and watch Terminator again. I want to be prepared, have the weapons that it takes to fight off. God damn, Arnold Schwarzenegger, if that's who it is, you know. So be it. No, there are people that are crazy enough in this world that they actually have gone after actresses and actors because they played a part that, you know, wow. And then you go and elect Nazis to represent the Congress. Same people. Yeah, it's a family affair, man. We're already done? What's time left? Like 40 seconds? Yeah. Less than that? 20 seconds. Thanks for tuning in to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM out of Solidarity Realty Studio, outside the Pizza Box, part of the Civic Media Network, next week. Nobody wants to be left out. Uh-huh. You can't leave 'cause your heart is there.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee, you have to check out Mobcraft Beer,
the world's first crowdsourced brewery,
where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.